Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I can't believe it. But I do believe it at the same time that we are at the end of 2022. We say goodbye to the double twos and we say hello to 2023 in about 10 hours, a little under that from now. So happy new year, everybody. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, always online at WTIC.com and also on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. So here we are talking about the new year. And for me, the new year, to me, always is a time to reflect. I know that some people, they may reflect on their birthdays. You know, I do that to an extent, but it's a different kind of reflection. And then people reflect on how thankful they are at Thanksgiving. Some people are thankful at Christmas time. Whatever it might be, you know, whatever the holiday season brings you, whatever you celebrate, to me, the new year is when I'm always reflective, when I'm always thankful. When I look back and say, okay, this is what we accomplished in 2022. This is what I learned in 2022. This is what I didn't do in 2022, and we're going to try to do that again at the new year. And some people view the new year as a new start, which it certainly is, but to me, I always look at it as a continuation. I always want to continue what I built in 2022. And in my case, boy, this was quite a year. So I joined the morning team, Brian and company. Shout out to my friends there, Matt, Brian, Joey, the whole gang. We've got Jerry Griswold, Mark, Christopher, Mark the Shark, as I always like to call him. We've got Bob Cox, too. So it's a big, happy crew. Got Bill Zito with me in the morning team as well, and I know that he helps out on TICFM down the hall. So it was definitely quite an eye-opener, getting used to the 3 a.m., actually earlier than that, wake-up call, and heading into the station. I like it. There's almost no traffic early in the morning. So professionally, 2022 has been a very cool year. We just got started with Spotlight Connecticut. You're along with that journey right now. We got started on that in the middle of November. Interviewed some cool people already with a lot of cool things coming up in 2023, already working on that. So for me, 2022 is a great professional year, and I'm just absolutely excited to continue on with that in 2023. And I recommend that you look at what you accomplished in 2022. There has to be something. I know some people could be negative, but look at what you accomplished this year and try to continue building on that momentum in 2023. Also, it was a good year with some friends, too, and we'll talk about that. But the big focus of today's Spotlight Connecticut is to put the spotlight on different kinds of activities that are happening across the state today and also tonight. And as old Rush Limbaugh used to do, he'd ruffle the papers in front of the microphone. So my tribute to Rush there, as I have about 6 pages of notes for today's talk show. And of course, the big thing that's going on is actually in Hartford. Going on now, just started at 2 in the afternoon. It continues through midnight, and that would be First Night Hartford, which really happens on the very last night of the year, which is tonight. And it's great that it's a Saturday, too. I just love when these kinds of days fall on the weekend. And it's going on right now. You could do a Bushnell Park carousel ride from 2 in the afternoon until 10 tonight. And it is a little foggy out. It's a little misty, but I wouldn't let that totally damper your holiday spirits. It's a good temperature out right now, so it could be absolutely freezing cold like it was last Saturday. This is all going on rain or shine. First Night Hartford. Bushnell Park has the skating rink open from 2 until 10. Same thing with the carousel rides. That goes until 10 tonight. The Bushnell, this is interesting. At 8 o'clock, they've got the Hip Hop Nutcracker at the Bushnell. The Hip Hop Nutcracker. That's got to be cool, because I went to the Nutcracker. My mom dragged me there when I was, I don't know, I had to have been 10. And when you're 10 years old, I don't know if you have a lot of appreciation for that kind of thing. And that was the case for me. I was not in love with, you know, artsy things like that. And so I'm sitting there the whole time watching the Nutcracker, just not impressed. But I would like to go back and do the Nutcracker all these years later. And the Hip Hop Nutcracker is probably a very interesting recreation of that. So that's going on at 8 tonight at the Bushnell. CT Improv has comedy shows at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different comedy shows at CT Improv. And what's interesting there is it's not actually the letters CT for Connecticut. It's S-E-A-T-E-A, but it sounds like CT. So CT Improv, all part of First Night Hartford. In the main stage, as a bunch of acts coming up tonight as well. We've got the headliner, Fat Astronaut, at 6:15 later this evening. DJ Rifa at 7. The headliner is Brianna May at 7:30. DJ Rifa again at 8:15. Then there's a dance performance at 8:45. The Lovelight Galaxy plays at 9 o'clock. DJ Chvarda takes on in a little intermission at 9:45. Joey Batts, Hip Hop for the Homeless, is at 10:15. At 11 o'clock, and another headliner, Keela Miles. And the big finale is at midnight. Leading up to all of that, leading up to the fireworks right at midnight. I know a number of people who go to this every year. I know some people who've checked it out. And if you're not into the big crowd that is New York City, First Night Hartford, you should really check it out. It's Connecticut's really only major citywide New Year's celebration that's going on right now until midnight. I've got to give Hartford a lot of credit, too, because all year long, we got to chat with Mayor Bronin with Brian and company, and I talked with him for our year-end special, which is playing this weekend on WTIC. And he's just so thrilled that everything worked as well as it did, as all of the residents of Hartford are, because you saw just a dead city during the COVID era. Everything was shut down. Everything was locked down. People's spirits were absolutely low. And I think that those were the years, 2020 and 2021, where people were just excited for the opportunity when it was safer and people had more, say, vaccination rates. You know, there was more knowledge about COVID-19. People had already had it. They knew what their level of risk was. And so when you started to get out there and enjoy life again, to me, it was exciting. And I think that a lot of people in Hartford felt that. So in 2022, the first full year without major restrictions and more people getting their confidence back, Hartford said, well, all right, this is what we're going to do. We are going to have as many events as we possibly can. There was the Jazz Fest, Domingo, which was kind of a new idea, and they tried that out a few times this year throughout the summer and into early fall. And Mayor Bronin's just looking to build on these in 2023. It's his last year as mayor of Hartford. But as he told me during our year-end special on WTIC, looking back at everything in 2022, he's excited to build on this for next year and also leave it for whoever fills the mayor's shoes in Hartford going into 2024, that they'll be in a position to, of course, continue with that kind of momentum. So, you know, really, hats off to Hartford. It's great what they've been able to accomplish all year, getting everything back in shape for 2022's events. And I'm excited to see what they have up their sleeves for 2023. Some other things that are going on. If you remember, we had Jimmy Bell on Spotlight Connecticut a few weeks ago, earlier this month. And Jimmy is just an amazing rock guitarist. His primary bands, Autograph and House of Lords, which take him across the world. Here he is, Wethersfield resident, traveling across the world, playing his guitar. He told, of course, the story of his 1986 audition with Ozzy Osbourne and how he got to know Zakk Wylde at that time and play with Ozzy in an audition. Fascinating story, which is on our podcast webpage. If you go to WTIC, click on WTIC.com, click on podcast, you'll find the Jimmy Bell Show. He's going to be playing tonight with his other band called Beyond Purple, which is a tribute to Deep Purple, Dio, and also Rainbow and Whitesnake too. So pretty much all of the big rock songs that you would expect to hear, they're going to be at Crystal Bees in Southington tonight from 9 until 10:15. You can ring in the new year with Jimmy Bell, Beyond Purple, and all the guys in the band are just great guys. You've got Mike on vocals, Brian on bass, Mark on keys, BJ on drums, and Jimmy on guitar. And they really do, in my opinion, sound better than the actual original recordings. So if you're interested in music, check that out in Southington tonight. Beyond Purple playing at Crystal Bees in Southington. The start time, 9 o'clock for that show. And I believe that there are other acts that are lined up as well that will take you throughout the night. I'm Morgan Cunningham. It is Spotlight Connecticut. I got some more things to talk about, some fun stories to tell, including about my dream karaoke song, which I finally got to sing this year in 2022. It's all coming up. You're listening to Spotlight Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080. Back after the break.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, this is Aaron in Stamford, and you're listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Well, woo! I love that. Of all the people that I met in 2022, Aaron is probably the coolest. She certainly is something, that's for sure. And she ties into that fun story about a song I always wanted to do karaoke to and finally got to do karaoke to this year. That story is either way, I promise you. Actually, that's going to be coming up after the bottom of the hour news when I get back with a particular song. And I'll talk about that and that musician's connection to Connecticut. But Aaron, for sure, down in Stamford, and she does listen to Spotlight Connecticut. So we are everywhere. As I always say, from Greenwich to Grevenordale, Salisbury down to Stonington, we do have Connecticut covered on Spotlight Connecticut, and happy to do so. What I do sometimes when I'm preparing for these shows, in particular this one, I go to Facebook. I'm not the biggest fan of social media. I'm on it largely for work purposes because I got to look things up. But I don't particularly like it. But sometimes you get little nuggets off of social media that's just like, ooh, I want to use this on the talk show. And this is definitely one of those cases. So I was down on the Facebook page for Fairfield events. And I just simply asked, what are people doing for the new year? And I'm hoping that some of these people who respond will inspire a little talk segment on Spotlight Connecticut. And definitely was the case with what one lady posted about events for children on the new year. Because you don't usually think about the kids when the new year comes around. You might be thinking about yourself or going out and partying with the other adults and maybe getting a babysitter for the kids. But if you are looking for something to do with the children and go out and do some things. There are some kid-safe and kid-friendly events that are happening now, and there are also some events that go a little bit later, maybe for some of the older kids or for the parents, and the little ones will they'll fall asleep. Because I remember some of those nights, Mom and Dad would take me out very late, and I would be absolutely tuckered out. Well, one of those things is happening in New Hartford, and although this was posted in the Facebook group intended for the Fairfield area, Fairfield County, we are also seeing some things that are outside of Fairfield County. You've got New Year's Eve torchlight parade at Ski Sundown, which goes on until about 11:30 tonight. That's in New Hartford. First Night Hartford at, obviously, in Hartford. We talked a lot about that and everything that you can check out. So if you're in Hartford now until midnight and the big fireworks display at midnight, which you could probably see for miles and miles away if you can't be in Hartford, you've got that. That's on the list. There are some things that actually happened earlier today, but I will mention them only because maybe you'll want to check out one of these locations. And since this particular episode is going to replay on Sunday, keep in mind that you should really check out some of these locations that I'm mentioning, even if these events have already happened. These three are happening at kids' places in children's museums. They already happened, actually. The Countdown to Noon, which I think is cute, because if you can't keep kids up until midnight, might as well ring in the new year at noontime. And there were three of those today, one at Stepping Stones in Norwalk, one at Kids Play in Torrington, and another at Niantic Children's. You also have the Kids' New Year's Eve party at Parkville Market, at the Kids' New Year's Eve at Lake Compounds, which is closing at 8 o'clock tonight. It's part of their big holiday lights ceremony, so it's kind of the cap-off, if you will, the finale for the big holiday season, the Kids' New Year's Eve at Lake Compounds. Also, up in Canton, you've got the New Year's Eve party at the Little Green Tambourine. And speaking of Canton, I was just in Canton on Wednesday to record an interview with Golf Lounge 18. They're also open tonight until 10 o'clock. A great opportunity for you and your family to go take part in indoor virtual golf. Now, that talk show that I'm doing with Golf Lounge 18 should be running in a few Saturdays, so be on the listen out and look out for that. But Golf Lounge 18, just to give you a little tease what it's all about and maybe something that you can check out tonight in Canton at the Shops. So it's right off of the Albany Turnpike, right by Dick's and in the plaza with Kohl's, I believe. It is such a cool spot, and it's family friendly, and there's no judgment whatsoever at Golf Lounge 18. And I'm saying this as somebody who's not good at sports, and I'm saying this as somebody who doesn't golf. What you can do is rent out a bay. There are 8 bays at the Canton location. There are 5 other locations, one in White Plains, one in Fairfield, one in Danbury, one in Peabody, Massachusetts. And Canton, of course, just opened up. What you can do is rent out a bay. About 8 people can fit at a bay, 6 to 8 people. And you take turns picking your level and picking your golf course, and you just go with it. You have a real club. You have a real ball. There is real turf. Well, it's not alive, but it, you know, real fake turf down on the ground. And you whack it, and it hits a screen. There's a projector. You use a computer to control it all. It's actually not ridiculous. I didn't know what to expect when I was walking in there, but this is actually something that I, a non-golfer, would even like to try out doing at some point in time. It's just fun. They've got food too. So check out Golf Lounge 18. They're open until 10 tonight. Then they open up again tomorrow on New Year's Day if you're looking for something to do on New Year's Day. And they close a little earlier in the evening on Sunday. But that is another thing that you can do. One other thing I suggest, you could hit up Glastonbury. There are 2 bars in Glastonbury that will be celebrating. Plan B in Glastonbury, as always on Friday, Saturday night, they've got a DJ there. People of all ages hit up Plan B. They've got a late night food menu. And if you tell Derek, you know Morgan Cunningham, he would definitely laugh. He's the bartender. He has longer, dark hair, and he works the bar, and he is really, really good at what he does, and he's super friendly and more than happy to accommodate you as you ring in 2022. The end of 2022, beginning of 2023. So make sure you say hi to Derek at Plan B, also upstairs. And they close a little bit earlier, but some place that you can go to as well. There's Rooftop 120 in Glastonbury, which is another popular destination. I'm Morgan Cunningham. You are listening to Spotlight Connecticut. We're running down all kinds of activities that you can do to celebrate the beginning of 2023. I can't believe it. I've got to get used to writing the date correctly now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Like Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
I finally got to sing that at karaoke. I've been wanting to do that as a duet with somebody for years. I mean years. Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meatloaf. And it finally happened right near the end of 2022. So my friend Aaron in Stamford, who you heard earlier in the program, had me over to her holiday party. And there, you know, at some point, the karaoke, the microphone was brought out, right? Now, I am, believe it or not, as somebody who works on the radio and in the public eye and whatnot, I don't always like being the center of attention, and as much as I've wanted to do a few songs as karaoke, I really don't always have the aplomb necessary to go and do such a thing. But, you know, at the time, her dad was there, and you know, everybody's having fun, and her dad just shouts out, he wants to do karaoke to Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meatloaf. Does anybody else know the song? And some people knew the song, but not well enough to do it. And I, at that point, just said, all right, we're doing this. So I did karaoke with her father. So I fulfilled a years-long dream of mine. And then another friend, so three people total, jumped out about halfway into the song, got up in front of everybody and started singing with us. So it was a three-way karaoke to Paradise by the Dashboard Light. And what fun that was. You know, I know another place that does that song a lot. I just haven't gotten there for karaoke, and that would be Butterfly in West Hartford, which is a restaurant that occasionally has karaoke. And one of my friends likes to go to Butterfly and particularly do that song, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Now, that song and its singer, Meatloaf, Michael Lee Adey, has some absolutely deep roots to the state of Connecticut. You see, Michael Lee Adey lived in Connecticut for years, making home Stamford, Fairfield, and later Reading before moving out of state. And he died this year at a pretty young age, age 74, passed away January 20th, 2022. And this guy, he was all over the state, really, he was. And he performed a number of times at Toad's Place in New Haven, five times, according to the owner. He also did some smaller shows, private shows at the Pinecrest Country Club in Shelton, some larger shows at Mohegan Sun. But what he really became known for in Connecticut was not necessarily his music, but actually his sports ability. You see, he was a coach, particularly for baseball. He did Little League in Stamford, softball also in Stamford, and then he branched out. He did Pony League in Westport, high school softball coach when his daughter was going to school at the Joel Barlow High School in Reading. He also played a charity baseball game in Westport to benefit the Paul Newman Hole-in-the-Wall Gang Camp, which is up near Yukon in Ashford, Connecticut. It's a camp that helps seriously ill children. You may remember, I believe it was early 2020, they had a very devastating fire there, and they're about to reopen going into 2023. It might have been 2021. I can't remember the exact year that the fire happened, but they will be reopening soon. But Michael Lee Adey, a.k.a. Meatloaf, was part of that. And when he was playing sports, he would go by the name either Mr. Meat or Mr. Loaf or Coach Meat. And nobody really knew what it was all about if they didn't know that he was in music. And it always took people by surprise when they found out about his life as a rock star. And he also worked with Jim Steinman, a writer and composer and producer who grew up in Ridgefield as well. And I first heard that song on a Connecticut radio station with the DJ Mike Stevens, Mike, who also passed away this year. So a lot of great memories with that song, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. I'm Morgan Cunningham on Spotlight Connecticut, talking about 2023, what to do tonight and tomorrow to ring in the new year.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
This is Brian from Simsbury, and you're listening to Spotlight Connecticut with my friend Morgan Cunningham.
Oh, thank you, Brian. I love doing those, and I'm looking forward to getting more of those made up for 2023. When I think about WTIC, I think of the signal that we have and how big it is and how we are able to reach literally the whole state. And, of course, you can take us with you via podcasting using the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can find us and live stream us at WTIC.com. That's also where we have a number of web stories, and you can access our podcast there as well. But I just think about how big our radio signal is. Largest in Connecticut. Certainly the only one in all of Connecticut that has such a unique voice and is in tune with as much of the state as we humanly and possibly can be. Just take, for instance, yesterday, I was in Lower Connecticut, and I picked our station up, no problem. I had it with me the whole time in Westport, Darien, Stamford, New Canaan. I was also much earlier in the week, I was on the other side of Connecticut, and I picked us up without issue in Mystic and Stonington and Norwich. So we are just all over the place, our signal is, and that's why all of these events, which I'm listing, are all over Connecticut. Hopefully, if you're looking to do some travel, or if you're in one of these areas, hopefully some of these ideas that I've been throwing out throughout today's Spotlight Connecticut will inspire you. And as I also remind you, since this will be replayed Sunday afternoon on WTIC, many of these events will have already happened, but make sure that you check out these places because they all need some love and they do things throughout the year, not just for New Year's. So the Shipwreck's Daughter is down in Mystic. And starting at 4 o'clock until 1 o'clock, they are having a huge celebration-filled night to ring in 2023. Here's what they write according to their website. Join us for the New Year's Eve celebration-filled night. We are going all out with a festive five-course dinner menu starting at 6. We're kicking things up a notch later at 10 o'clock. So this is obviously not for kids like we talked about earlier in the program. This is one for the adults. Our team is going to be throwing a New Year's Eve party until the ball drops with soulful live jazz and Latin music. We're going to have entertainment from husband and wife duo Eleanor Dubinsky and Dario Acosta Teak. Cheers to 2023. See you there. You can reserve via Open Table or call the restaurant. The number 860-536-7606. Again, area code 860-536-7605. They're going to have a happy hour with snacks and cocktails 4 to 6, 6 to 10, a five-course dinner meal. And then after 10 starts the music up until the point where the ball drops at midnight. That would be the Shipwreck's Daughter in Mystic, Connecticut tonight. One thing that you can definitely check out down there. If you visit ctvisits.com, there are plenty of events taking place all over Connecticut. I'll try to run down as many of them as I can going into the very end of the program. New Year's Comedy Night happening at the City Steam Brewery in Hartford. So if you're not into the idea of going to the big event, that is First Night Hartford, taking place in and around Bushnell Park, going on now until the fireworks at midnight. An alternative is New Year's Comedy Night at City Steam Brewery, where the Comedy Craft Beer Tour is going to bring the best of Northeast comedy to local breweries, wineries, and other venues throughout New England, and that's where they're stopping tonight. They're going to keep the laughs coming as people ring in 2023. So that's one option. If you're looking for some laughter and you're in West Hartford, well, the Elbow Room is going to have you covered. All of this according, by the way, to ctvisit.com. The Elbow Room from 7 until 10 has a comedy showcase hosted by Santa Claus. And it's going to be headlined by Matt Heath. The Elbow Room is pretty cool. That's a place that I discovered this year. And if it's the summer, that's a place that you want to check out because they have a rooftop where you can walk upstairs and everybody wants to be on that rooftop. Although when I went there, of course, it was on like the hottest day of the year and I have to look all fancy and whatnot. So I have a jacket on and I was dying up there. But there was no fault of the Elbow Room. It was just stupid Morgan on an 85 degree hot July night. As humid as could be, and I'm trying to be outside and have a good time. But the Elbow Room is a place to check out. Just know that if it's 85 degrees outside, you don't want to pull a Morgan. Down at the shore, the Branford House in Branford is doing a waltz back in time. This starts at 8:30 tonight. And if you're into nostalgia, if you're looking to get dressed up, if you're looking to put on one of the Morgan Cunningham-style pocket squares that you always hear me talk about, check out the Branford House in Branford tonight. It's marked as an evening to remember, a waltz back in time to the Roaring Twenties, where you can enjoy a collective, immersive experience with elaborate ambience featuring live performers, decadent hors d'oeuvres, and also an open bar with premium selections. That is going to be at the Branford House in Branford. And I wonder how many people are going to go there in tuxes and evening gowns, which is what you would do if you were going to the Roaring Twenties, if you were around in the Roaring Twenties. So hopefully that is one opportunity where you can kind of dress up and forget your cares and have fun for a night down in Branford. Now, you've got a murder mystery happening at Harry's Jailhouse in Middletown. That is 7 tonight until 12:30 in the morning. So you're going to get into 2023 with quite a murder mystery on your hands, and you're going to have to solve it. The Jailhouse is going to be completely transformed into the ultimate Prohibition-era party scene, and guests can expect to be surrounded by plenty of jazz, gin, murder, and mystery as they're immersed into the world of Jay Gatsby. Just a silly story. I remember the first murder mystery dinner type thing that I was thrown into. It was at the Blue Flame, which is in western Pennsylvania, near where my parents were raised, and they're not from Connecticut. And so I spent plenty of time in western Pennsylvania, and the Blue Flame had a big marquee outside, and it said mystery dinner. So Of course, you know, 10-year-old Morgan thinks that it's, you know, a mystery plate of food and you're going to have to guess what it was. And so, you know, we ended up going and it was not what I expected. Let's put it that way. All right, so there is down in Norwalk at the Beer Garden, which is a very popular place. A lot of people like the 314 Beer Garden. You've got the New Year's Eve Masquerade, where you can wear masquerade masks for an all-night party with live music and watching the ball drop. Now, if you're looking for some live music and dancing, Avalon at Mohegan Sun's got you covered. There are going to be special guest DJs all night partying with you to ring in 2023. Also at Mohegan Sun, they've got two other things that you could check out. The Uncas Ballroom is going to have an extravagant New Year celebration getting underway at 10:30 tonight. So that one is a much later start. 10:30 tonight gets underway with dancing and music by DJ Tom Marcari with an open bar and a champagne toast at midnight. And also they're going to have a breakfast buffet available as well. Blurred Vision's going to be playing the Wolf Den, start time 8 o'clock, also at Mohegan Sun. High energy music and also an open dance floor. So Mohegan Sun's got you covered. So does Foxwoods. There's going to be Shrine at Foxwoods, concert by 50 Cent, starting at 9 o'clock tonight. There are some other options throughout Connecticut, so let's try to run those down. We're running low on time. Black Eyed Sally's in Hartford. Again, maybe you don't like the comedy option. Perhaps you don't want to take part in First Night Hartford. Something else you could do is go to Black Eyed Sally's Ring in the New Year with the Mighty Soul Drivers. The Drivers are going to bring back classic soul sounds. So you're going to want to be in your leisure suit to enjoy the soul sounds of Memphis, Muscle Shoals, and Point South to the hills of New England, beginning at 8:30 tonight and ending when the ball drops and the Hartford fireworks go off right at midnight. Four Seasons by the Lake, that is up in Stafford. I've been there before. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere. So if you're looking for a place that's kind of isolated from big cities, and it really is right by and on a lake, and on a night like tonight, it might be a pretty view as long as the weather cooperates. And it's indoors, so don't worry about that. But it is a really nice kind of secluded area. It's relaxing. It's peaceful. It's up by the Massachusetts line, not far away at all. From 7 o'clock tonight until 1 in the morning, Four Seasons at the Lake is going to have a night of rock music. Dance the night away with Back in Black and Aquanet. You can enjoy hors d'oeuvres and also a midnight champagne toast. Jimmy Bell, who's playing with Beyond Purple tonight at Crystal Bees in Southington, was actually at Four Seasons by the Lake last night where they performed as part of an ongoing rock series. You've got New Year's Eve dinner and dancing in Hartford at the Vibes Uptown Flava Banquet Hall. This is actually going on much past midnight. It's opening at 8 o'clock and the partying doesn't stop until 3 a.m. Now that's my kind of place. The Vibes Uptown Flava Banquet Hall. There will be, at one point, a two-hour open bar earlier in the night, full dinner buffet, desserts, and a personal touch band, music by Jimmy Jam and hosted by Sonia Dents is going to be there as well. If you're in Eastern Connecticut, Moosup is a place to check out for the New Year's at the Hope Lodge venue. A live DJ, hors d'oeuvres, Caribbean food, and a complimentary champagne toast at midnight. So I think that I've gone through as many of these as I possibly can, talking about so many different events happening across Connecticut to ring in 2023. If you need more ideas or if you missed some of the ones that I have read, make sure that you go to ctvisit.com and you can make sure that you go through and get all the information that you need. So in our final moments together, my last time talking with you for this year, and I'll certainly talk with you next year, I just wish you all a very happy new year. Remember, it is not necessarily a fresh start. It's an opportunity for you to build on, to learn from what happened to you in 2022. I'm so excited about that. The people that I met, the things that I did, my professional achievements, I'm looking forward to growing all of that in 2023 and growing with you, our listeners. Our listeners are so vital to the program. I'm thinking back to April this year, when our Matt Sirois, our morning producer, part of Brian and Company, had an autism event. And I met a man from Meriden, a very faithful listener of ours, who told me, Morgan, WTIC saved my life. I'm just sitting there minding my own business, eating potatoes, enjoying Matt's wife's chicken, which was phenomenal. It was so juicy and succulent. It was delicious. These thighs she made were delicious. But this man, he says to me, Morgan, WTIC saved my life. And basically, the story went that he had a number of troubles, a job loss, a girlfriend who passed away. He was wrongfully accused of a crime that he was later exonerated from. But, you know, it definitely messed up his life for a period of time. And he tells me that WTIC rediscovered the station after all of these problems. And he said to me that the station keeps him on track. It reminds him of when he was little, when he grew up with Bob Steele and when he was listening with his parents. And he wakes up with the morning show every morning. And, you know, it's stories like that that just make me grateful for the audience. So happy New Year, everybody. What will it bring? We'll find out together.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.